Well, let's pray. Start this. Our Father in heaven, we thank you again for life and health to be here together with our brothers and sisters. Help us to just seek you and try to learn and to put into practice the things that we hear. Help us, Lord. Help our brothers around the world, wherever they are, the ones especially that are struggling or going through something difficult, help them. May your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this morning we're in Matthew 13 still. We had some parables last week, and we're going to have some more parables today, where Jesus is talking to the people, but he's not really talking directly to them. He's just giving them parables. And that, for the ones that want to understand, can seek it out, and the ones that don't, it just kind of goes in one ear and out the other. So we're going to start this morning with a parable of the wheat and the tares in verse 24. Matthew 13, verse 24. Let's read. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?' He said to them, 'An enemy hath done this.' The servant said to him, 'Do you want us to go and gather them up?' But he said, 'No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, First gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Okay, so here we have a farmer, has a field, and he goes out and plants his wheat so he can get a nice crop. But while they were sleeping, somebody came and put a bunch of weeds all through his wheat. Okay, then we have another parable. This parable, it's going to explain it a little later on, but in the meantime, we have another parable here. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." Another parable he spoke to them, "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till it was all leavened." So here Jesus is giving the example of his kingdom like something very small that you can hardly see, and yet it affects a great amount of dough in the case of the leaven. You just put a little bit of yeast in bread and it makes the whole bowl full of dough rise up. And with a mustard seed, it's just something real small, but it gets to be a sizable tree or a sizable plant, bigger than the herbs. I don't know exactly how big a mustard tree is, but it starts from something very small. All these things Jesus spoke to the multitude in parables, and without a parable he did not speak to them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things kept secret from the foundation of the world." So here Jesus is telling things that people maybe have longed to know since the world began. And here he has it, but yet he's speaking in parables, and those that don't want to understand are not going to. "Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parables of the tares of the field.'" See, here we have the disciples. They want to know. Maybe they didn't understand really well. They were confused maybe by his parables, but they wanted to know. So they didn't just stop with, "Oh, well, I didn't know what that meant." They went and said, "Hey, can you tell us what you were trying to say?" He answered and said to them, "He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man." Okay, so that's Jesus sowing the seed. "The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Okay, so Jesus explained this parable to them about the wheat and the tares. And I brought two pictures here. Which one is a wheat and which one is a tare here, do you think?
That's the wheat.
Okay, yeah. So we have here wheat and tare that they look similar a little bit. And, just thinking about this week, and I was thinking that, you know, I've always thought just the tares, yeah, they're just the bad people, the people that are out there sinning. But then as I thought about this parable, I thought, well, maybe it's not so much that. Maybe it's more people that look righteous, because the tares are similar to the wheat. So maybe God was trying to, or Jesus was trying to talk about people that look good, but they're really not good. They look a little like wheat, and you might be hard to tell the difference, but they're tares, they're weeds, they're just something making a problem in the field. Anyway, so we're going to stop there. So for your Sunday school lesson, for your homework for next week, this is for the younger boys as well as the older boys. Try to find an example in the Bible where a situation looked like wheat, but it was actually a tare. Okay, so maybe it's a situation that looked good, but it was not good. Or a situation that looked good. Oh, did I say that? Looked good that wasn't. Or a situation that looked bad, but in the end people found out, no, that was actually a good thing. You can get an example out of the Bible or in real life of that. Something that looked to be opposite of what it really was. You can come up and do your lesson.
The other week I was told to clean the barn, and I missed something, misheard something.
What was it to be about? Tell us a little bit what it was to be about.
Cleaning out rabbit cages. So I cleaned the barn.
What was the assignment to be about?
It was supposed to be sometime when we were told to do something, but we didn't catch the last bit.
Thought we knew,
so we went and did. So I cleaned the barn, but I didn't catch that. I had to do
something. My dad sent me to do something I don't fully understand, and I'm not in trouble.
We were supposed to explain a part of the parable that Jesus said, the sowing, or the sower, and the part where the seeds fell on the rocky ground, I thought, and then it sprang up, but it didn't have any roots, so it just withered away when the sun came out. I thought, that's like a man that just hears a little bit of the truth and just runs with it and goes out there and starts preaching with his little bit, but then when he starts getting persecuted, he just forgets it and withers away.
The thorny ground is like people that are excited at first, and then here they just have friends that aren't good, and they lead them away. And for an example, there was a man in Mexico named Josue Roldan, and he became a part of our church, got baptized and everything. And he was all excited at first, but then he got led away easily.
I think the good ground might be someone who has a root. They're really wanting to please God, and they have a heart after God, and they aren't doing it selfishly. And, yeah.
I thought of the seeds that fell on thorns as, like, a person who, they got, heard the word of God, but they had too many riches and things that they didn't want to give up, and other things in their life that just crowded them out.
The difference between the seeds that fell in the ground and started to grow, and then weeds choked them out, and the seeds that fell on the rocky ground, is that the weeds choked the faith out of the seeds, but the seeds that fell on the rocky ground sprang up. They were really zealous, really excited at first, but then they couldn't get it. Their roots couldn't grow very deep. Their faith was real shallow, and they got tired of it when things didn't go right and just forgot the faith.
The part where about the seeds falling in the stony ground is like we've seen a lot of examples of young men that get all excited about preaching and zealous and wanting to follow the Lord, but here when it comes out to be, they're just looking for the excitement and don't really have any depth, and they just die out.
I thought about the rocky ground. Seeds went on rocky ground and they sprung up immediately. They had no depth of soil, and like Moria is saying, there's been people that came through here that were really zealous wanting to do it, and then when it came right down to it, they didn't want to follow through with it. And I've heard Uncle David say more than once, if you don't take the step right in front of you, you can't go on. And another thing is, I don't remember what else. You have to take the step in front of you to go onward. You can't jump steps and keep going.
And that one where he set them on the... On the as he said, others fell in the rocky places where they had not much soil, and immediately they sprang up because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun risen and they scorched because they had no root, they withered away. A lot of people think they know a lot and they just run with it. And then when it comes down to it, they start getting tested and things aren't going right. They just have no roots. They don't really have what it takes, or don't really have Jesus, and they just have just a little bit to get them started, and they don't know a whole lot else, and they just wither away.
The roots that Jesus is talking about, if we have something in our life that we know is wrong, something that's out of order, it's not properly in place, like we're not getting along at work, or we're not being thankful for the help that people are giving us, there's some root issue that's wrong. We need to get that right, and if we see that that's wrong, we need to make the effort and be thankful for the choice that we have to make that right, and to make it right. And then we need to keep walking in the light that we're given, because if we don't, like what Jesus said, if we don't walk in the light we do have will be taken away from us. And we can be in a wrong state of mind and see that we are. We can be unthankful, we can be ungrateful, and know that we're, and be shown by God and by the people that are trying to help us. And then we can change our heart and be thankful. And if we're thankful, we can build on that and move on.